This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On Sports Saturday, we join Tim Mize and Dan Newkirk.
All right, David Jenkins, thank you so much. We are here on WSMI Sports Saturday, and we've got high school football for you tonight as a couple of games got postponed last night due to the weather. So coming up at noon today, we will have Hillsboro hosting Greenville. That'll be live at 11:50 here on WSMI FM 106. And tonight, Pena is at Carlinville. That game will be live at 7 here on WSMI FM 106. We'll stream them both at WSMIRadio.com. And last night, we had on the air the Litchfield homecoming game, and the Purple Panthers had a rough one. Dan Newkirk, you were there. The Staunton Bulldogs ended their 12-game regular season losing streak with a 35-0 win over Litchfield, and it sounded like a very dominating performance from Litchfield.
Right from the opening kickoff, it looked like the Staunton Bulldogs came out to really establish themselves on a really rough night, rainy, very wet field, which did not seem to affect them at all. They had very aggressive play on the line, both offensive and defensive side. Ethan Mullinex at running back really established himself early, dominating and getting ripping off some long runs. And they looked very impressive. It was good for Coach Ogata.
So B.J. Ogata picked up his first win last night, and a man who has been no stranger to picking up wins over his time at Carlinville as their head coach is Chad Easterday. And Chad, good enough to give us a few minutes of his time this morning. Chad, how you doing?
Great, and you guys?
Hey, we're very good. Now, let's talk about last week when you played on Saturday, and Carla DeBar and I walked off of Greenville's field saying, you know, Carlinville, they're going to have a short week now coming up for this big game against Paynham on Friday. Now, eventually, Chad, you are going to wind up with a short week. It's just not this week.
You know, you got to love Illinois weather. I mean, either way, any way you cut it, you're wrong. I think you know, last week is what it is. The rule states are pretty darn clear. We stood there and watched a tremendous lightning storm to the south of us. And, you know, those conditions just, for me personally, I know a few people that have had those tragic things happen. It's not worth it in terms of safety. And I know it affects a great amount of people, but it's just, you know, it's better to be cautious than it is to worry about those things. But, you know, it worked out for us. We came back on Saturday and actually played a little bit better than we did Friday night, yeah. I thought. But, you know, atmosphere was better. Obviously, conditions were a little bit better, those types of things.
Chad, I thought that you and your coaching staff did a tremendous job getting your kids ready for that restart on Saturday. You got the long bus ride over to Greenville on Friday, then the bus ride right back Friday night, then you come right back on Saturday. Talk about what you did mentally to keep your kids focused and have them ready to go for that restart.
Well, Coach Easterday's very left brain, so I mean, we're very analytical about that. So when we went back and on Friday night, you know, we've due to our experiences in Vandalia, nothing against Vandalia, but we've been through this multiple times in our career. So you know, our kids stripped down, we took everything off so that we were getting dry and that type of thing, and not cramping up. And then you know, we then come back on Saturday, had a small walkthrough before the bus. I think having the game at 7, I personally like, because your routine is the same. So we went ahead and fed the kids like it was a normal school day, loaded the bus, come back over. Your pregame rituals are all the same and those types of things. So, you know, I really felt like it was a normal night for us, and I think that's what the kids took it as. So obviously it worked out for us. Hopefully it'll work out for us again this week. We're going to do the same rituals that we've always done for tonight.
And getting back to the Greenville game last week just for a minute, I thought your defense on Saturday really set the tone and springboarded you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think our team speed is, you know, one of the best that I've coached in a long time in terms of the whole team speed. I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage up front very well and put Hutch in some bad spots and had to throw some balls in some really tight windows, which obviously affected him. And was able for us to get momentum going. I was very proud of the kids. The first, when they started on the 32 going in, I'm not sure they gained a yard on that possession.
They lost yards.
Really set, yeah, I think so. You're correct. And that set the tone, I think, for the rest of the game for us. So.
And Chad, that anytime you can go into Greenville and get a win like that, obviously it is huge. But the way that your schedule sets up, that win last week won't look nearly as good if you don't follow it up tonight.
Yeah, you're correct. I mean, you know, we played really well, threw the ball really well, and then obviously got to back that up this week against Pena, who is, you know, obviously 3-0, and you know, everyone's got the top of the conference kind of picked out, which is good and bad. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure that there are, I think there are other schools out there that are 3-0. Hillsboro's a great program too that's up and coming, but we definitely have to back that up this week with the same type of performance as we did last week.
Chad, as you look to last year's game, I don't know how much you will look at that or did look at that. Is there anything you can take away from the game last year where they handled you guys?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it all week. We watched it. It was definitely a transition week for us, both offensively and, you know, not defensively so much, but offensively with personnel, with losing Walton and coming off of Vandalia beating us. So, you know, off of the win of Greenville and then the loss at Vandalia, we hadn't got things solidified in terms of positions yet. You know, so it's difficult. And I think, you know, the kids accepted that. And I think they're ready to go mentally because we didn't maybe put our best foot forward that week, last week. And credit to them, they shut us down offensively. And I thought they played very well last year. And I'll be honest with you, they look really good on film.
How's your field looking there?
Phenomenal. Actually, our main field drains really, really well. We still have the crown on there. So, I mean, for us personally, it drains off really well. You know, and the last night, hindsight 2020, I don't know, we got some lightning about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and then it kind of shut down for a little bit. So, you know, always looking back, maybe we could have got it in, maybe we didn't. I don't know. You know, hindsight's better than foresight. That's
yeah, just blame the AD, Chad. Just blame the AD.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we there it is. Oh, blame the AD?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, I'll be happy to blame Darren. But, you know, we were just staring at it, and it's sort of like calling snow days for superintendents. I mean, you know, we stared at the radar. There were huge cells that were coming our direction, and to force a team to drive an hour and 20 minutes and sit, and we talked with them, and we kind of collectively come up with a game plan, and, you know, we're going to go with it.
All right. Chad, we'll let you go here. We know you got a ball game to get ready for tonight. Going to be a heck of a game. We'll have it live at 7 o'clock here on WQSMI FM 106. Best of luck tonight, Chad, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, and it's not very often, Dan Newkirk, that high school football teams will play back-to-back Saturday games.
Right. That's very rare, actually. I coached at a school up north, Bolingbrook High School. We did not play Friday night games, and so I love the Saturday afternoon, especially, but Saturday atmosphere of a football game kind of has that college feel. There'll be a little tailgating, I bet, going on over in Carlinville today, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You'll be there. You'll have the call along with Gary Booker coming up tonight, 7 o'clock here on FM 106. We'll have the Greenville Hillsboro broadcast live at noon today here on FM 106, and we'll stream it all at WSMIRadio.com. Just a couple of games got played last night in the South Central Conference. You mentioned Staunton blanked Litchfield 35-0. It was a game that Dan Newkirk saw as the PA voice of the Purple Panthers. It was a game David Jenkins had the call of here on WSMI FM 106, and just an impressive effort from the Staunton Bulldogs.
Yeah, undoubtedly their best win, or obviously their only win under Coach B.J. Ogata, but their best win in probably, 3 years, going back to the only year that Kevin Krause was there. I would say their best win since they were at Litchfield the last time, when they blanked Litchfield 35-0, oddly enough, on homecoming on Litchfield's field. So, yeah, very, very good performance. Congratulations to the Bulldogs on a very well-played game. Took advantage of some Litchfield mistakes. The defense for Staunton, the Staunton front seven looked phenomenal. I mean, they were in the backfield almost every play. I mean, it was baffling how Litchfield couldn't get anything going on offense, but you credit the Staunton defense. They were phenomenal.
Yeah, the rain came in, and it really it seemed to affect the Litchfield kids much more than it did the Staunton kids as far as footing, and there was some issues with long snaps, catching the ball. We our punter downed the ball, just slipping in the mud, whereas opposed to Staunton didn't seem to have that as much trouble with it, and I thought that was a big difference in the game also early. As both teams were kind of trying to find their confidence in the game, that, you know, the field seemed to play more to Staunton's favor than it did to Litchfield's.
Staunton had scored 30 points over the last 12 games, going back to last year, got 35 last night in the win over Litchfield. Vandalia beat Roxana last night 16-14, and those were the only two games played in the South Central Conference. We've mentioned Greenville, Hillsboro, and Pena, Carthenville. Gillespie Southwestern was also canceled, and they will play at 2 o'clock today in Piasaw. And coming up in our next segment, we're going to be talking with Dave Griffel. Dave's in studio. He's going to be telling us about the special festivities they have planned for Don DeBrino for their home game next week. We'll be talking to Dave here coming up in a few moments about the great Don DeBrino. Other scores around the area last night in the Sangamo Conference, the North Mac Panthers improved to 4-0. Big road win at Williamsville as they defeat the Bullets 28-21. North Mac now, I think, a 15-game regular season winning streak. And you could bump it to 16 if you want to count that forfeit win, but I don't know if forfeit wins go into a winning streak.
Which was that forfeit win?
Varna Midland.
Oh, a couple of years. Was that last year or was that 2 years
ago? Before.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if we should be surprised that North Mac beat Williamsville. To be honest, I was surprised because Williamsville has played so well this season, and they've looked really good. And it was last week, I think, they beat Morrow Forsyth, right? And they beat them convincingly. I mean, it wasn't a rout by any means, but it was a convincing win. So for North Mac to play that well and beat Williamsville, I mean, hey, they were great last year, but it looks like they're just as good.
Think about the games the Sangamo Conference has already had through 4 weeks. They had Auburn-Williamsville, Williamsville-Marrora, and now North Mac Williamsville, and oh, by the way, next week North Mac Auburn.
Well, think about Williamsville in general. Their schedule: week two they had to play Auburn, then they had to play Moreau Forsyth, then they had to play North Mac. So that's a tough 3-game stretch.
There's no let up in the Sangamo Conference. And Athens, they stayed a perfect 4-0 as they clipped Auburn last night at Auburn 28-27. So Auburn drops back to 2-2. New Berlin beat Pittsfield 42-12. Marrora Forsyth over Pleasant Plains 51-7. And Porta blanked Riverton 26-0.
I tell you, Athens does not get probably the credit that they deserve in that conference because they are quietly one of the best teams in that conference.
Well, they're just 1A.
Yeah. Are they 1A or are they 2A?
They're 1A. At least right now.
Okay.
They might wind up 2A in the playoffs. But
of all the Sangamo Conference teams, oddly enough, I think they have the most familiarity with Marrora Forsyth because they've played them at least in the last two postseasons, maybe even going back to 3 years in a row. So
that's right. In the Prairie State last night, Nokomis picked up their first win over Metro East Lutheran 7-0. So the Skins now 1-3 on the year. Mount Olive took care of Bunker Hill 27-6. The Wildcats picked up their first win on the season. And Pawnee suffered their first loss of the year as they were beaten at South Fork last night 28-21. So the Ponies now 2-2. Pawnee drops back to 3-1. Marquette and Wood River will play at 1 o'clock today. In the WIBC South last night, Carrollton blanked West Central 50-0. Calhoun over North Green 18-8. And in the WIBC North, it was Beardstown over Camp Point Central by the final of 20-14. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dave Griffel about the special festivities lined up for the great Don DeBrino, which will happen next week when they host the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. We'll talk to Dave Griffel following these messages.
Back to Tim Mize, Dan Newkirk, and Dave Griffel.
All right, David Jenkins, thank you so much here on WSMI Sports Saturday. The Gillespie game last night was postponed at Southwestern, so the Miners will play the Piasaw Birds today at 2 o'clock. And then coming up next week, week 5, Gillespie will host Hillsboro, and it's going to be a very awesome night coming up at Gillespie. And Dave Griffel in our studios now to talk about it. And Dave, Don DeBrino has been a head coach for a long, long time. Of course, his history with Gillespie, it's steep in tradition. I mean, the man has done so much, and this is finally it for Mr. DeBrino. He says he's calling it quits, and I think I believe him this time, Dave.
51 years is quite a career to coach football. You can't forget the teams at Mount Olive. He had such great success there. He's been in three schools over those 51 years, which is amazing. 51 years, he's 16th overall in the state of Illinois for overall wins, which is quite an accomplishment. I think he's sixth among active coaches. And he's just, quite honestly, a legend. Had the honor of playing for him back in the 70s. And that's a long time ago, but he goes back to the 60s. We've wanted to put this together. A friend of ours off our team, Chuck Griff, got us a bunch of his former players, Mount Olive and Gillespie, together, and came up with the idea. It's the 40th anniversary of our state run in 76 and his retirement, and we thought we'd put the whole thing together and have a weekend to celebrate Coach.
So it's going to be next weekend, Friday night, at the ball game. You're going to have former players. Obviously, the current players will be there doing their thing. But talk about what is going to be the process, the festivities are going to happen at halftime mainly.
Okay. First thing I want to clarify, he is retiring at the end of the season. By his wishes, he says, I don't want this to interfere with the senior night or homecoming. That's not about me. It's the way he is. This is early in the season. Get it out of the way so the kids, it's about them. So what we're going to have is Friday night, we're going to have a walk on the field at halftime with former players are all welcome from all three schools. He coached in DePew in the 60s, in Gillespie, and then Mount Olive, and then back in Gillespie again. So what this gives the players the opportunity and cheerleaders is to walk on the field one last time with Coach DeBrino. We'll have a little program at halftime. We would encourage that players would wear either old jerseys or school colors, something to designate where they're from. We hope to announce by decades with the accomplishments, and there's a lot of those. That Sunday, there's going to be a family picnic in Bunnell at the City Park. By the way, back up, that is Alumni Field in Gillespie on Friday night. Sunday is Bunnell City Park, having a free meal, family dinner. Come out. Everybody's welcome, players, friends, whoever. Coach, in lieu of any gifts, we're going to have buckets there for each football program he's been involved with, and any gifts would be given to those programs to benefit them. And
Dave, I really like the idea that you're including all the schools that he was involved with. You're not just making it Gillespie exclusively.
He's not just a Gillespie legend. He's an area legend. We can go back a lot of years. I'll get into his history a little bit. What he's accomplished in his career, in his personal life, and a lot of things have been great. Before I get away on the Sunday picnic, we're having the meal and also a cake. And B&K Bakery in Mount Olive decided that they would donate a cake for it and asked that we would put the money we would have spent in the cake towards the Gillespie Mount Olive football programs. So that was very nice of them. That is a BYOB. so just if anybody would like to bring their own drinks, we will have soft drinks and tea and lemonade and, again, a full meal. We would also encourage people to bring any memorabilia they may want to share from their. A lot of stories will be going around, I know. We had our 35th a few years ago for our team, and what we thought would take an hour took five.
It'll get deep in there.
It gets deep, and it's amazing how many of us were so good over those years.
It's weird how that happens, huh?
Odd memories. But Coach, we will have a video of Coach's career playing. We also have a video from our 76 team. And his family is putting together pictures, but we would, again, encourage people to bring. We'll have several tables to display things. We're really looking forward to it. It should just be a nice Friday night. Should be a great chance to be on the field with Coach again. And then come Sunday, just to get together and sit and talk and reminisce.
When you've coached for the amount of decades, and when you start to put it in terms of decades, not just years, it really does put it into perspective. But he's touched so many lives. He's seen so many different changes in the game of football itself. But, Dave, from you personally, you've had the opportunity to play for the man. You've been involved as an adult with him in different organizations, sitting on different boards. Just for you personally, what does Don DeBrino, what does he mean, and what has he meant to you?
Well, he's character. If you look at his football teams, you have no doubt that they're going to be disciplined. When you look at him, they're always going to respect him. Back in the old days, it was fear of God. He was an intimidating figure. I can go back to being a freshman and walking over, not practicing with the varsity in those days because you could go over and watch. And freshmen did not play. And made the mistake. He was sitting on a dummy watching a drill, and somebody hit somebody and knocked him over backwards.
Uh-oh.
And I was the only one of 65 people who laughed. And the look I got as a freshman, I wanted to go back and never do anything again. I never forget the look. But you do respect him, like I say, fear of God early on, and then now it's just respect for his accomplishments and what he's done. You have no doubt a DeBrino football team is going to be the best conditioned, best fundamentally prepared, and best mentally prepared team on the field.
I think a lot of people know, but maybe some younger people don't know, how good of an athlete Don DeBrino was himself. And the stuff that he did back when he's playing, it's unparalleled in a lot of ways.
It really is. He started out back in high school in Mount Olive. Quite a few accomplishments there. Oddly enough, according to Roger Crotteville, a man we both know, he thought he may have had a heart murmur. And in those days would have made it so you couldn't play football. They resolved that. He got to play. And those were in the days of, my understanding from Roger, no face mask. And so they were in the hard-nosed football days.
That explains a lot.
That does. Roger had a few other comments. I'll let him make those. But his senior year, he was an All-State. In 52 and 53, he was an All-State quarterback. He led Mount Olive as both a quarterback and a pitcher. And in his senior year, Mount Olive won all four major sports in the South Central.
Wow.
That's the first and only time that's been accomplished. So that's pretty amazing. You think about how many years the South Central's been around.
All-around athlete.
And just great. Went on from there to college. He played for University of Iowa Hawkeyes. He actually played baseball as a pitcher and was team captain of the baseball team. In football, he was a halfback when he got to college. He actually played and scored a touchdown in the 57 Rose Bowl in a 35-18 victory over Oregon. So that's pretty amazing. Right out of college, he was a 10th-round draft pick for the Washington Redskins to play football, but he decided he would play baseball for the Pittsburgh Pirates and was signed by them to a pro contract and reached AAA playing there. So as an athlete himself, prior to his coaching career, he was very gifted.
Yeah, we think about it. He got drafted in two major sports.
Yes.
Had to pick which one he wanted to play.
It's amazing.
That's a good problem to have.
That is a good problem.
We're talking with Dave Griffel. Dave is in charge. Are you in charge of this weekend,
no,
or are you just kind of the spokesperson?
A committee. We actually have, as I mentioned before, Chuck Griff. He's the guy who holds our feet to the fire. When we want to just go on and do other things, Chuck makes sure we're on target and getting things done. We've had Jim Cummings was also on our team, and Travis Keller and Anthony Cavagna from Gillespie. Travis Keller's from Mount Olive. He's taking care of the Mount Olive side of the picture. Mm-hmm. And Anthony Cravagna was on Gillespie's other state championship or runner-up team. Neither team won the championship, but both were in the state championship game.
So he's going to be well represented from all his years of coaching. A lot of the stuff is going to go on at halftime. Is there going to be stuff going on pregame?
Not much. We will have a table outside, and we've Mr. Thiemann has graciously allowed that any players who let us know ahead of time, we have commemorative tickets, and we'll have a table set up outside. And any player and their spouse who comes will get a free ticket to the game that night.
Beautiful.
And have a ticket to show for what they have. But there'll be stories going on, I'm sure. We'll probably meet in the corner and have some stories going on, and then we'll meet shortly before halftime. And then we would hope that we could do it by decades. Just depends on how it works out, because there's so many accomplishments within each decade. We don't want to blur that.
Right. We're going to have the broadcast next week on WQSMI FM 106, or at least on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Not sure if the station has been determined yet, either FM 106 or 105.3 The Ox. So it's going to be a fun weekend coming up in Gillespie. And I guess, Dave, just one more time, give the people the details about the main festivities that are going on to honor Don DeBrino coming up next Friday.
It will be Friday, September 23rd at the Alumni Field in Gillespie. Starting at game time, former players will be able to walk on the field with coach, run if you're still able, and we'll be out there to be recognized with along with your history of playing for him and his history of coaching you. Then Saturday's kind of an off day, the fall family picnics in Bunnell, and then Sunday we'll be at Bunnell City Park starting at 1 o'clock. The meal will be served at 1, and we'll probably eat, and then we'll have a presentation there and a time of sharing stories and just spend the afternoon. Again, that's a free picnic. Encourage all to come, all players and friends. Come and share some stories.
Awesome. Dave Griffel, thank you so much for coming in, talking about the festivities coming up next weekend. And now you got to go hop in your vet and have a good day, don't you?
Off to a Corvette show. So.
That's good. That's good. Dave Griffel, thank you so much for coming in this morning, being part of Sports Saturday. Great work on getting this whole event organized, and we'll see you on Friday night, sir.
Thank you very much, and thanks for allowing us to do this.
All right, we need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we'll get back into high school football following these messages.
See,
all right, David Jenkins, thank you so much. We are back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. High school football for you this afternoon and tonight, as we will have Greenville at Hillsboro. They will kick at noon, live coverage at 11:50 here on FM 106. Carlinville hosts Pena tonight. They will kick it off at 7, live coverage at 6:50, also on WQSMI FM 106, and we'll stream it all online at WQSMIRadio.com. Now, some other games that were postponed last night till today. Marquette is at Wood River. That's a 1 o'clock kick. Gillespie is at Southwestern. That's a 2 o'clock kick. Jersey is at Civic Memorial. That's a 7 o'clock kick. And then some other games for today, don't have any times on them, but Mascoutah's at Highland, Bree Central's at Carlisle, Columbia at Trenton Westland, Dupo at Redbud, and Waterloo is at Triad. Those are other games that were postponed last night due to the weather. And for the second straight week, Mother Nature played a role. You got your game in Litchfield last night. How much of that game was played in the rain?
75% of it. 75% at least in a light rain to a fairly hard rain at times. But it really had an effect on the field. The field held up pretty good. I think they're going to play their JFL games today, last I heard. So there was a question about whether they do that, but the field held up great. And I think they'll get those games in today. But it played a big factor in the game last night.
35-0, the Staunton win over Litchfield last night. Other scores from the area last night in the Apollo Conference: Taylorville beat Salem 36-14, Effingham over Charleston 27-7, and Mount Zion beat Mattoon 48-19. In the Central State 8 last night, Rochester put 57 on Lincoln and won the ball game going away. SHG beat Glenwood 56-7. Jacksonville over Decatur MacArthur 41-0. Eisenhower beat Lanphier 59-8, and Springfield over Southeast 38-12. In the Southwestern Conference, Edwardsville over O'Fallon 19-0. East St. Louis shut out Granite City 44-0, and Belleville East beat Alton 19-6. Also a note, I've got it here, the JV soccer tournament in Carthenville, that has been canceled for today.
And I just got a note from my wife. The JFL games in Litchfield today have been canceled. So sorry to report on that, but they are going to cancel the games. Looks like they probably got up this morning and the field was still a little more wet than they thought it was going to be. So they have canceled the JFL games in Litchfield.
All right, good deal. Big win last night for the North Mac Panthers at Williamsville, 28-21. And joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of North Mac, Shane Owsley. And Shane, congratulations on a great win last night. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty good this morning. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. And just kind of a vintage Sangamo Conference, it seems every single week there's kind of a must-see statewide type of game. You had it last night at Williamsville. That's a tough place to go, Shane. Williamsville, very, very good, obviously, off to a great start this year. What did you think of your team's effort last night?
Well, I think for the first time all season, we actually played as a team. You know, the previous 3 weeks, you know, we were fortunate enough to win those games, but I didn't think we had played real well. We had kind of shot ourselves in the foot with turnovers, and we had, you know, penalties and things like that. And last night, despite some sloppy weather and a really good opponent, I think for the most part, we did the stuff that we felt like we had been capable to do, you know, all season long.
I guess the weather probably wasn't as bad as it was for that playoff game last year against Plains, was it?
No, I don't think there will ever be a game weather and weather that bad. That was pretty terrible, but it did play a role a little bit, I think. I mean, it rained on us pretty steadily for the entire game, but luckily the Lightning stayed away, and we've got three pretty good running backs and a really good offensive line, and I think that allowed us to do some things that we really wanted to do, and I think it played in our favor.
Yeah, Coach Dan Newkirk here. I had the honor of calling both your playoff games last year, both the game in the rain and then up at Tolono. And I think that you have enough core players coming back from that team that I think they're feeding on that experience of getting two games into the playoffs that are really helping you guys in these big games this season, don't you think?
Oh, 100%. I mean, we've got eight returning starters on offense and nine returning guys on defense. So, you know, essentially it's the same team with a few new pieces. But, yeah, that was something that, you know, I think winning becomes contagious. And they got a little taste of it last year with a good run that we had through the regular season. And unfortunately, we got knocked out in the second round. But they did get a taste of the playoffs. And I think this group is hungry to get back there and even advance further than what we did last season.
And Shane, it's no secret that the Sangamo Conference is one of the elite conferences, football conferences in the entire state. But I don't know, this year it might be better than it's been in years past. I mean, it's crazy the amount of talent in this league right now.
It is. I mean, and that's something that, you know, as a coach, you're like, well, man, it would be nice to get a break here or there. But then it's also a situation where, you know, regardless of where you're at, if you can get to your five wins, there's not going to be many 9-0 teams in the state that want to see somebody come in out of the Sangamo. So, you know, we were extremely strong last season, and then, you know, we go and do something like Adamaroa Forsyth to just throw into the mix there. And again, they're a perennial power every single year, regardless of what conference they're in. And again, it's going to make you battle tested. And like I said, as long as you get your five wins, your opportunity or your chances of progressing through the playoffs, I think, are very good.
You know, Coach, the best time to play a good team is after a big win. Any thoughts on leading into this upcoming week? How do we get that, you know, any anticipation of a hangover or anything like that where we're going to, you know, overconfidence, anything like that? How do we stay grounded going into our next game after such a big win?
We play Auburn.
So you follow with a big game.
Great plan. It's huge. And what's that?
Great plan. Just followed up with a big game.
Exactly. I mean, Auburn, you know, we call them our rival, despite the fact that I think we've only beaten them once as a varsity program. So I don't believe you can actually have a rival if there hasn't been a chance of you actually beating them. But we were able to knock them off, you know, last season in an overtime game. That was probably one of the best high school games that I've ever been a part of. And again, we are so close in proximity that, you know, it's our homecoming game. It's a situation where a lot of our kids know their kids and hang out with their kids. So, you know, if it was any other team in the conference, and, you know, possibly I think that could be an issue. But anytime it's Auburn and it's North Mac, I don't think a hangover is going to be an issue.
And the homecoming game, that always can be a bit of an oddity. It can give coaches some heartburn every once in a while.
Yeah, I've made it very clear to all my players that it's my least favorite week of the entire season, because of all the stuff that goes on, and my role as dean of students, I get to also supervise the homecoming dance. So if they don't take care of their work on the field, then the dance isn't very much fun for anybody. So I quickly remind them that, you know, without a homecoming football victory, homecoming really isn't all that fun. So hopefully we can take care of our business.
Shane Owsley, the head coach of the 4-0 North Mac Panthers, joining us here on the Sports Show. And Shane, I believe it's a 15-game regular season winning streak. It can be 16 if you go back to that forfeit win. Do you count the forfeit win as part of your winning streak?
I mean, I like that number bigger than the one if we don't count it. I do know that, but that's not one that our players felt like they earned. And I think if you ask our players if they count that, they're going to tell you no. So that's a bit of the attitude change that we've kind of seen with our kids. And like I said, if we just keep doing what we're supposed to be doing, hopefully we'll continue to see that number grow. And, you know, as we've kind of gone through this streak, it's just made us realize just how amazing the run that the Williamsville team had, where they won, I think, 52 straight. So it just kind of puts things into perspective. And like I said, we're going to continue to focus on who we play that week. And as long as we win our game of that week, then we're doing a good thing.
I tell you what, Coach, I've got a wrestling background, and just to give you a different perspective on it, your team was prepared. It wasn't your boys' fault that there was not a team prepared to play them, and we have forfeit wins in wrestling, and if you're there and you're at the mat and you're ready to go, then we count that as a win. So I know you guys were prepared to play that game that week, so, you know, it's hard to punish your own guys and say was not a part of the streak. So I'd give you credit.
Well, there you go.
Well, and you know, going forward there, you know, we had the opportunity to actually take that forfeit, and we actually drove 4.5 hours to someplace down in southern Illinois in McLeansboro and actually played a game there. So even though it wasn't a conference opponent, you know, our kids told our athletic director that we wanted to play a game. So we did load up and we played somebody. It just happened that it wasn't a Sangamo team.
Yeah, win earned.
That's exactly right. Shane, yeah. One more question before we get you out. Auburn, 2-2 through 4 weeks. We know Auburn, extremely dangerous, but I would imagine from your perspective, they're a bit of a caged tiger coming in next week.
Oh, absolutely. And it's the same situation that we looked at last year. You know, they had come in and they were struggling a little bit. You know, they had lost to Williamsville and they you know, for their, you know, perspective, they were down a little bit. But any time that you have a team that has lost two games and has the tradition and has Dave Bates on the sideline, you know they're going to be ready to go. And again, they, you know, they lost three conference games last year and they end up playing on the turf in November. So this is not a situation where they're going to be taken lightly. And we know that they're a very good team. And we also realize that our conference is really good. So if you don't show up to play 1 week, anybody can beat you. And sometimes that's what happens. So we got to be ready to go.
Well, half the conference is state ranked too, so I mean that tells you really all you need to know.
I mean, I think that speaks of volumes. And not only that, but, you know, you have an undefeated Athens team that's probably going to drop down to 1A, and you've got Auburn and Maroa, that's a 2A power. And I'd like to think that we're getting to that point in 3A. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it would be pretty cool to see three teams from one conference play for a state title. And, you know, if we can put our heads together and do the right stuff, you know, that's a real possibility.
Yeah, that'll work. It definitely is an absolute possibility. We'll have the broadcast next week, North Mac entertaining Auburn here on FM 106. Shane Elsie, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. Congratulations on the great win last night, and best of luck next week, sir.
All right, thank you, guys.
Shane Elsie, the head coach of the North Mac Panthers, 4-0 on the year. So you got North Mac and Athens sitting atop the Sangamo Conference now, both 4-0. And you heard Shane mention it, Athens probably going to drop down to 1A, and that kind of just puts what they do in that conference in perspective a little bit.
Well, and you see that a lot. A lot of the area or the Chicago schools will be 5-4, 6-3, playing against 4 and 5A schools, and then they get into that small school playoff and can really make a run. And Athens is in a wonderful position of playing higher level competition, and that's going to really bode well once they hit that. If they make that 1A playoffs, they're going to be dangerous.
Absolutely.
They are going to be battle-tested.
Powerful league, that Sangamo Conference, to say the least. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We'll come back with more in just a moment. We are back here on WSMI Sports Saturday and happy to be joined on the phone right now by the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs, B.J. Ogata. And, B.J., good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, you got your first win last night. How did it feel?
Really needed to send the program to go out and do it and just feel.
I think we're having a bit of a problem with BJ's cell phone. We'll try to get a better connection with BJ Ogata here, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs. Beauty of live radio. Sometimes things and connections don't work out just like you planned, but we'll get BJ back on the phone, hopefully with a better connection. But Dan, you're a coach. You've been a coach for a long time. No matter what the sport is, when you go through an entire season where you don't win a ball game, it just wears on you, man.
It really does. And I have some personal feelings about the game last night, being associated with the Litchfield School District, but I feel very good for Coach Ogata. I know he's wanted to take the helm at Staunton for years, and he finally got his opportunity to do so. And last year was kind of a rough year for him, so he kept his chin up and really had his guys ready to play last night. They played hard, they played well, and they earned that win.
Now, I think we've got BJ back, hopefully with a bit of a better cell phone connection. BJ, can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you. Can you guys hear me now?
All right, yeah, we got you loud and clear. So what was the atmosphere and the mood in the Bulldog locker room after that win last night?
Just ecstatic. These kids have worked so hard and been through so much. And you know, obviously we just enjoyed it a lot. We were trying to get that first win any way we could. And then to go out and do it in that fashion last night, I just felt so good for these young men and everything they've been through the last year and a half or so.
And you can never figure sports out. There's just no way to do it. You wind up, it's not even a nail biter. You guys win it going away.
Yeah, and that's, I definitely, you know, watching the film, you know, Litchfield played Greenville very tough for a half. And they had just put over 40 points on the board the week before. And so we were very concerned, you know, about a lot of things they can do and a lot of their athleticism. And yeah, our defense, I can't say enough good things about how well they played last night.
Yeah, BJ, I tell you, your linebacker play last night, I thought personally was just outstanding. They were coming forward. Sam Painter had a lot of success against Southwestern running the ball the week before. And you guys just did an outstanding job of keeping – he's such an athletic young quarterback. You guys did a great job of keeping him corralled and keeping him in a box.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think as we kept putting a shoulder pad on him, after a while, they started adding up. And that, you know, that definitely helped us in the second half. And, yeah, our linebacker crew really – they really did well last night. And really, it might sound crazy to say this, given the scores that we've had, but especially the first couple of weeks, our defense was really the highlight of the team, and we just couldn't move the ball at all on offense. It kept putting them in bad spots, and so the scores got away from us at the end. But we really had been playing well, against Pena and Hillsborough, especially defensively. And then last night we finally started moving the ball, and the defense just stepped up and just took it one step further and just played a great game.
And, yeah, the schedule makers, I guess, they didn't do you a lot of favors early. You guys had some tough opponents to start the year.
Yeah, it was kind of a meat grinder. Pena starting right off the bat is always tough, especially when you got to go there. And of course, they're having another great season, and they look to me every bit as good as they were last year. So we'll see how they play against Cardinal tonight. But I expect that to be a great game.
BJ Ogata, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs, joining us here on Sports Saturday. I guess, BJ, we haven't had a chance to talk to you yet this year, so just kind of give us a rundown of your team, some of the key contributors, your important seniors on the club.
The seniors, our big player on offense last night especially was Ethan Mullinex. He's a kid. He's really put in a lot of work over 4 years, and has been kind of frustrated running the ball so far, and finally got a chance to break out a little bit last night. I think he scored 4 touchdowns and just had an outstanding game. Eric Haskin on both sides of the ball. He's our returning all-conference linebacker, and gets us those tough yards at the fullback position when we need a yard to move the chains. He's the guy we go to a lot of times, and just a tough, tough kid and plays really hard. And then just a lot of other guys that have stepped up and played really well. Defensively, Keith Coulter Chris Grenadier are two guys that, both had a lot of tackles come back from last year, and they both played very well in the secondary. And then we've gotten a lot of young contributors too. Our quarterback's a sophomore, Griffin Bianco, and he's really kind of mature beyond his years, and we got Marcus Carl out as a junior this year he didn't play the first couple of years in high school, and he's really helped us out in the defensive backfield and on the offensive side of the ball, and then also in our return game as well. So we're getting help from a lot of areas, and that's really helped us turn the corner here and kind of get things turned around.
BJ, how challenging was it here over last year and then into this year to keep the morale of your club up? Because losing, it's not fun. It never is. You want to win. How hard is it to keep the kids' morale up? And then on the other side of that, they got to be flying high today.
Yeah, it definitely was a huge challenge. And I'll give last year's seniors credit. A lot of times you get in a season like that and you got a bunch of guys that jump off the sinking ship, and none of those kids quit. They all stuck it out right to the end of the season, even though it wasn't going the way we wanted it to. And I think that helped kind of keep things together. And then this year, this group of seniors really kind of took on that leadership role and kind of realized what needed to happen to take that next step and turn the corner, and get that win and then try to get things rolling. And then, that's the other side of it now is we got a big win and got it the way we did. And so now it's, enjoy it over the weekend. But on Monday, we got to come back in and get refocused and start preparing for another game because we're not satisfied with one win. We want to try to go get some more.
That's exactly right. Get a winning streak started now.
Yes. Yep. And I also wanted to, I was mentioning players. I didn't mention our offensive line earlier. I want to make sure I don't forget them for sure because I thought that was every bit as important as our defense last night, man. I thought they dominated the game. We controlled the line of scrimmage, and that was a huge, huge advantage for us last night.
Absolutely. BJ Ogata, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning. BJ, congratulations on the win last night, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Great job, BJ. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Scored 30 points last year, all of last year, 9 games. Shut out the first 3 games this year, put 35 on the board last night. How do you explain that?
Well, it obviously was a big game for both teams. Both teams went into that looking for that first win. They're kind of on the opposite end of the spectrums as far as Staunton has really played the weight of their season getting through the Hillsborough pain and health, and they're healthy. And I think probably taking a breath of fresh air that, okay, now let's get in some games that we can really play in, whereas Litchfield's on the other end of it. They're getting ready to go against Pena, Hillsborough, Carlinville in the next few weeks. And they were very excited. I think they came out of the dark side of their schedule, very motivated, very excited. Both teams looking for their first win. And I think I was watching during the warm up. They didn't care if it was raining. Yeah. Staunton didn't care. They didn't care if the field was wet. They didn't care if it was muddy. They were ready to play that game. And I think going into the opening kickoff, that was a big difference.
So the Bulldogs get their first win of the year last night over Litchfield. The game you heard on FM 106, and it is in a podcast right now at WSMIRadio.com. We need to get to a break. We'll come back with more Sports Saturday following these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, thank you very much. As we are wrapping up Sports Saturday here on the 17th day of September, and we've got high school football for you coming up in 2 hours. Greenville is at Hillsboro. They will kick at noon. Live coverage at 11:50 here on FM 106. Then Pena at Carthenville tonight, live at 7 on FM 106. We'll stream it all at WSMIRadio.com. And 3-0 South Central teams in action today. The Toppers 3-0, then of course the big Pena-Carthenville matchup at 3-0. But the four teams that we have on the radio today in the South Central Conference, those are the teams that are vying for that championship.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Coach Duff is, you know, he's, what a distraction. He's got a tough opponent in front of him, Greenville, with his history with Greenville. Mm-hmm. That rivalry is still exists because of his connection with the two programs. But yet then also seeing what's going on with that Carthenville-Pena game, you know, setting up perhaps another conference championship caliber game between Hillsboro if they win this game with Greenville and whoever wins that game. And it's just going to be an exciting next couple of weeks. This is the game tonight that I had marked on my schedule, Carthenville-Pena, that I thought was going to be a huge part of playing into the conference championship. I think whoever comes out of this game is in the driver's seat. Hillsboro's tough. That offensive line is phenomenal. Their defense is maybe the toughest, maybe not the fastest or maybe not the best, but definitely the toughest in the conference. And there's some really, really exciting games coming up in South. Sangamo is week in, week out, but we got some tough games here in the South Central also that people need to get out and see. Get out on Friday nights and watch some of these games because there is some outstanding football here in Central Illinois.
Absolutely. And such a big day. It's very rare that we get multiple Saturday games here at this point in the season, but that's exactly what we have today after Mother Nature postponed a lot of the ball games last night. So Greenville Hillsboro at 7 o'clock today. At noon today, Greenville and Hillsboro. Pena and Carthenville at 7 o'clock this evening. Gillespie and Southwestern, they will play at 2 o'clock this afternoon over in Piesaw. Wood River and Marquette, they will play at 1 o'clock today in Wood River. And then Jersey and Bethalto, they are playing tonight at 7 o'clock. As well. And Chad yesterday made a point about he likes the 7 o'clock kick on Saturday because it's the same type of routine for his kids that they'll get on a Friday night. So it'll be interesting with a noon kick in Hillsboro to see what, I mean, both teams obviously have to play under the same conditions, but it'll be interesting to see if that has any bearing.
Well, you do. And you worry about, you know, Fridays where you don't have school are always concerns for coaches because even though you're playing at that same time, it's a different routine as far as not going through the classes. You worry about, I'm sure they've had a walkthrough at some point already where they're getting them up and getting them in that school schedule and trying to, and then maybe a luncheon or something like, trying to as much as possible replicate a Friday schedule, but it's not the same. And I know probably all coaches involved are a little concerned in those first couple of series how their guys are going to respond to that different schedule.
Going to be a lot of fun today. All sorts of football today. Illinois is hosting Western Michigan. That'll be live this afternoon, 2 o'clock on 105.3 The Ox. Cardinal baseball tonight from San Francisco, live at 7:10 on FM 106.9. And our high school football coverage today begins at 11:50 this morning. Greenville at Hillsboro here on FM 106. Pena at Carthenville tonight at 7, also live on FM 106. We'll stream it all at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to all of our area coaches for joining us this morning on the program. Chad Easterday, Shane Owsley, and BJ Ogata. And, of course, special thanks to Dave Griffel. He came in this morning, talked about the big special festivities to honor Don DeBrino. That will take place next week when Gillespie entertains the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. We are out of time here on Sports Saturday. For David Jenkins and Dan Newkirk, I'm Tim Mize. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. This is WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.